KJW News Time is 6:06. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police ask you to avoid the intersection of Holloman and Welburn. An accident last night knocked out the power, and it'll probably be noon before the traffic light can be fixed. Two murder trials are taking place in the Brazos County District Court. Yesterday marked the fourth week overall and the start of the third week of the punishment phase of the capital murder trial of Stanley Robertson. The jury resumes deliberation this morning whether Robertson will serve life in prison without parole or he'll receive the death penalty. Closing arguments, which lasted 3 hours, included the defense focusing on the law and explanations of definitions, arguing that Robertson not only would do well in the structure of prison, but that his actions were the result of an impoverished childhood and mental damage, which they called a broken brain, due to exposure to pesticides in the field where his mother worked. They stated, "We believe that you'll agree that life without parole is enough punishment in this case." On the other hand, the state argued that many people have been poor or sprayed with pesticide and not gone on to commit capital murders. After showing the bloody and cut shirt of Annie Tolliver and the crunched car of the policeman that Robertson hit head-on, the attorney said, "At some point in time, you really need to stop blaming your childhood." Robertson was convicted of the 2013 murder of his ex-girlfriend's mother earlier this month. And jury selection began yesterday in the trial of 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez. He and two others were arrested for the October 2011 shooting death of Billy Menard Jr. Last November, 23-year-old Clayton Thompson of Bryan entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 45 years for his part in the case, which involved a dispute about selling marijuana. A third defendant, 20-year-old Travis Carroll of Bryan, is scheduled for trial this July. This afternoon and evening, the Bryan City Council will bring back a long-debated proposal to create a historical district west of the downtown area.
There will be a staff presentation during the afternoon workshop beginning at 4, then the council considers first-round approval during the evening. There's 14 pages of petition signatures against the district, more than enough opposition that a supermajority of 6 council members must approve the request. The historical district would require building owners in the affected area to receive advance approval for changes, like a new color when painting the home's exterior, or a new design of roof, door, or window, or contemplating porch enclosures, fences, and building additions. The general boundaries of the proposed district are William Joe Bryan, Parker, 30th, and Reed, the location of homes built between the 1890s and 1930s. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While Bryan College Station is an urban area, there's plenty of undeveloped land. That's the focus of a fire assessment study underway with the local fire departments and the A&M Forest Service.
They'll be coming back to us with plans for prevention and education and notification to the public to help prevent any kind of wildland fires in those areas. And then also we'll be working with them looking at mitigation strategies and training strategies and possibly equipment that might be needed to fight the kinds of fires that we would have in those areas.
William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says it's the first local study of identifying green belts and related areas that could assist future firefighting efforts. And you may have noticed a break in the continuing rise of prices we pay at the pump. Congressman Bill Flores, also an energy executive, says we're not at the end yet.
Anytime gasoline prices go over $3.80 and approach $4, which is where I think we'll be in a month, you're going to see driving habits change. But, you know, the good news is, I mean, from a political perspective, is it always seems to light the discussions about how to better solve our energy issues in Washington. So my hope is we get some good out of it at the end of the day, even though it's tough on us right now.
Flores says the 45-cent increase in the last month is due to market and government forces, along with some refineries down for repair and others switching from producing winter to summer blends of gasoline. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among 25 co-authors of a bill that would cut school funding to districts that offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners. Pflugerville is the only district in the state that offers such a benefit. Pflugerville's state representative, Mark Strama, opposes the idea.
For the state of Texas to say that they don't have local control over that human resources decision, to me, would be one of the most egregious violations of local school district control I've ever seen.
Drew Springer of Munster, who submitted the bill, says state funding of school finance is for educating kids, not for enacting policies that attempt to get the state to recognize homosexual relationships. And Newstalk 1620 WTAW for the fourth consecutive year is one of 50 finalists for an annual industry award. Bryan Broadcasting's Claire Day says winners of the annual National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Radio Awards will be announced in early April.
The Crystal Award is given to individual stations for their year-round commitment to community service. The listeners actually are the complete driving force behind the events that we sponsor or help put on or co-sponsor.
The finalists were chosen by a panel of judges representing broadcasting, community service organizations, and public relations firms. Last year's Crystal winners included sister station Candy 95. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting the 2013 Bargain Blitz on Saturday, March 2nd at the Brazos Center. But you can get first pick of items on Friday, March 1st at 6 p.m. or come early on Saturday. Doors open at 8:30. For information, visit jlbcs.org.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yeah.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Wow, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed is 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com.
High pressure builds in across the region over the next several days. It'll result in sunshine and cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend. Temperatures will be cooling off gradually right through the middle part of the work week. Abundant sun for today with highs near 65. It'll be clear and 40 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows 35 to 40. We'll have sunshine on Thursday and high of 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple press conferences yesterday for A&M basketball, both men's and women's. A&M baseball hits it hard, and we've got a new top five for NCAA basketball. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
Abundant sunshine, but winds gusting to 30 miles an hour again today. But, you know, that's nothing because I guess we got up to like 42 yesterday.
Some of those were just...
Well, and again,
door-rattling.
Yeah, we're getting it easy compared to those folks in West Texas. And congratulations to Fox News that weather that happened someplace other than the Northeast Corridor actually was in the news.
Yes, it was.
My God, but the only reason it's in the news is because it's headed toward New England.
Yep.
It'll be there soon.
Fair enough.
If it weren't going up there, then they would have just said, I don't know, a bunch of people who live in places we don't care about have got some
and
snow.
And two people died.
Yeah, but if it doesn't happen in the Northeast, then it doesn't really happen. Those are pretty spectacular pictures there from Amarillo and whiteout conditions and that kind of stuff. And anyhow, they're digging out this morning. So, this tattooed ex-convict walks into the lingerie store naked.
Oh, I saw this.
It sounds like a joke.
It
so
does,
far.
Doesn't it? But it's not. It actually happened, strangely enough, in Iowa. Mentioned Middle America. New York Post said the unidentified and unclothed man allegedly helped himself to a small dress and blonde wig. Put them on, ran out the door without paying. Oh, well, of course. There's nothing odd about the story up until then. Police caught up with him a short time later, easily identifying him, obviously, from the surveillance video. Congratulations, Iowa makes the news this morning for all the wrong reasons.
Was he on drugs?
I don't know. Do we know what town in Iowa that was, Kevin? Did
I
you to see that?
Did not see
I mean, it would
sorry.
Be like either Des Moines or Ames, if it's not either one of those, or Dubuque, maybe. Anyhow. Then there are the police in San Diego who are on the lookout for a pair of burglars, maybe not so bright. They made off with a jukebox from a Hooters restaurant. Crooks apparently mistook the jukebox for an ATM.
Dumb.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Are these young people or what?
Well, it does. Well,
oh
we don't know.
Goodness.
Security video shows the dynamic duo backing their pickup straight through the glass doors into the restaurant. Then they towed the jukebox
Not ATM.
No, lifted it into the truck and drove away.
Although jukeboxes are expensive. Are you sure they thought it was an ATM?
Well, maybe it'll show up on Pawn Stars.
Were they stuffing credit cards into it?
Yeah, or Rick's whatever, where he fixes things up. One regular customer of the Hooters commented, maybe with all the drinks and all the Hooters going around, their brains were just thinking weird.
Maybe so.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
It's the cold.
We'll give them the benefit of some doubt.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
Are you going to lose your voice by the end of the week?
I hope not.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus.
He's Scott with sports.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
Lights, camera, action. Hooray for Hollywood leaps from the silver screen, recreating more than 30 songs and dances live on stage. Featuring songs from Singing in the Rain and The Glenn Miller Story to Titanic and Hairspray. Hooray for Hollywood is musical entertainment for the entire family and a show you won't want to miss.
Presented by MSC Opus and Bluebell Creameries March 1st and 2nd. For tickets, call 845-1234.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The 26th day of February, day number 57, means we've got 308 left. How do you like that? Math right there.
Is that consolidated math?
You bet. For Pete's sake day today.
Well, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Pete. I wonder Pete who?
Sake.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it comes from St. Peter.
No, really? Okay. Yeah. Wow.
No, that's his last name, Sake.
Yeah. So it's Levi Strauss Day. That's, blue jeans, yeah.
That is not what I meant, Kevin.
Yeah. I know.
Enjoy the last of February. According to Atlantic Monthly, this is the month that has the fewest homicides, assaults, thefts, and burglaries. Of course, it's also the shortest month. That
there
might have something to do with that. And we have some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Birthday. We're going to start you off with Teresa Palmer. She's 27 years old, been in The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Mm.
Jonathan Wendell.
Oh.
Yeah, I know you don't know. I didn't either, but I found it fascinating. He goes by the screen name of Fatality. He's 32, and he is one of the first world's professional gamers. He makes over $500,000 a year for playing video games.
Where? Who does that?
What, is he like a beta tester?
Yeah, somebody's got to pay this person.
They have tournaments, and he wins tournaments to the tune of $500,000 a year.
Okay. Well.
I thought that was really interesting. Uh-huh. Corinne Bailey Ray, a British singer, and she's 34. Erykah Badu, also a singer, 42. Michael Bolton is 60. Fats Domino is 85. And Duraskos?
Dacascos.
From Iron Chef.
Yeah, we don't watch it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know.
Yep.
I'd possibly watch it if my TV was set up.
Something to think about.
I like cooking stuff.
So Tom Kennedy, you have Tom Kennedy?
I do not.
Tom Kennedy, a game show host. He's 86. His brother is Jack Nars, who's also a game show host.
Now they kept it in the family.
Okay. Well, obviously y'all haven't heard of either one of them, so you must be young. did you say Jennifer Grant?
I did not.
Yeah, she's 47. Yeah, good for her. And a guy who sings pretty well. Josh Groban, he's probably the best singer of all the people you named who are singers.
Josh Groban and Michael Bolton have the same birthday.
They do. Well, there's a 28 year difference, but aside from that, and Mitch Ryder with the Detroit Wheels.
The Detroit Wheels.
Yeah,
that's right.
68 years old, and it was such a weak birthday list that I went to our half birthdays.
Okay.
Which is an equally weak list. Actually, even weaker in some ways. Yeah. Macaulay Culkin. Amazing.
He was going to be such a big deal and just wasn't.
And it's amazing he's still alive, if you've seen him. Chris Pine, the Star Trek actor.
Uh-huh.
He's 31 and a half.
Don't slight that.
Macaulay Culkin is 31 and a half, so they have the same birthday. Branford Marcellus is 51 and a half.
See, I like Branford Marcellus.
Well, he is. He's good.
Branton and Winton.
And then Will Shortz, who's the crossword editor of the New York Times, if you ever do the New York Times. And, of course, we all do, but he's 59 and a half today. So there are your birthdays and half birthdays, and it's 621.
The truth.
and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm telling the Republicans in Congress, this is a week where we will see what you've got. This is one of these moments of truth. Governor Scott Walker, who knows a thing or two about cutting government spending, is urging Republicans, call Obama's bluff on sequestration. Let him target the cuts instead of having across-the-board spending reductions. Let him do it. Now the president, well, we ought to do it in balanced way, and that means balance. We already got the tax increases. He forgot that part. He's purposely forgetting that part. He's trying to scare everybody. And they're trying to create panic in the lead up to this drastic, draconian sequester.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's jump to a listener shout out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work from home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com in her spare time from her kitchen table. Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business, and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com. $200, maybe $300. Now you can pay for that interior decorator to advise you on the latest window coverings for your home, or you can get a face-to-face virtual design consultation from my friends at Blinds.com for free. Just link to free Blinds.com design experts through your webcam, smartphone, or your tablet, and they're going to recommend the best options for any window in your home. You get free color samples, free shipping, and you get prices that crush home improvement store prices. So set up your home now so it's ready for spring and use my friends at Blinds.com.
Did you make your car payment on time? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More people fell behind on their car payments at the end of last year. TransUnion says the delinquency rate on auto loans was higher in the fourth quarter than in the third, but the late payment rate was lower than it was in the prior fourth quarter. The credit reporting agency says paying auto loans is a priority for most borrowers. Home Depot posted a bigger-than-expected fourth-quarter profit and announced a dividend increase. Sales for stores that have been open a year or more were up 7% from the prior fourth quarter. The airline with the most Boeing 787 Dreamliner jets isn't counting on the planes returning to service anytime soon. Japan's All Nippon Airways has canceled all planned 787 flights through at least the end of May. All Dreamliners have been grounded since last month because of a fire danger related to lithium-ion batteries. The Japanese carrier has scrubbed about 3,600 flights. Stock market futures are modestly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome! A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Eddie.
Fred, where you at?
Down here, under the car.
Oh, some kind of hardcore shade tree mechanic you are, huh?
Just trying to get the Buick in shape, heading to my sister-in-law's for the weekend.
Oh, that's got to be fun.
Yeah, Parts Plus makes it easy.
Don't look forward to seeing mine.
Got the parts you need, good prices, and good advice when I need some.
Huh? Parts? What are you talking about?
Talking about Parts Plus. Ain't you listening? Hand me that wrench there, will you?
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Starfire Satellite made living in the country so much easier. With just one phone call to the satellite professionals at Starfire, I was able to have high-speed internet. If having high-speed internet is your dream for your home in the country, call Starfire today at 279-2788 and ask about the details of high-speed internet. Get rid of your slow internet at your house in the country today. If you want fast internet, call Starfire at 279-2788. That's 279-2788. Call today.
Nowadays, everybody is looking for a way to save money. The best way I've found it was to call the satellite professionals at Starfire. They carry Dish Network and DirecTV. Starfire has programming packages starting at $24.99 a month, which includes over 120 of your favorite channels plus HD programming free for life. Compare that to what you currently have and you'll see there's no comparison. Call Starfire Satellite today at 279-2788. That's 279-2788 and get more TV for less.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 35 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A. 42 for our high temperature. And excuse me, 42 is what we've got right now. 62 is going to be our high temperature. Probably won't feel like it, though, because we're going to have another windy day, and it's out of the northwest today. 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, winds will lay down a little bit. It will be down to 38 degrees. 62 for Wednesday. Thursday, pretty much the same thing. Friday, a little bit cooler, probably won't make 60. Same thing for Saturday, but there'll be a lot of sunshine and cool nights, probably in the lower 30s, but not to the freeze point is what we're looking at. Currently, winds are from the west at 14. Our chill factor is 35. And again, our air temperature is 42 degrees.
To determine your financial future, you have to ask yourself the right questions, and many of us are asking the wrong ones. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Friday nights belong to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along, 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
When you think about your overall financial situation, what is it that's important to you?
People are so focused on the right investment. Should I buy this stock or that stock? Should I get out of stocks completely and buy bonds? And I think that's the wrong way to begin.
Financial advisor Bruce Helmer, author of the book Real Wealth, believes it's better to look first at your goals and your life.
Do I want to retire at a certain age? Do I want to pay for my kids' education? So if we start with what makes us tick, what are our core values, then certain financial decisions will obviously make sense and others obviously do not.
A common problem is that people wait too long to get serious about their finances.
A lot of people wake up, you know, on their 50th birthday and say, holy smokes, I was always going to do this. I was always going to get a will drafted. I was always going to, you know, start an investment portfolio. The clock is ticking. I'm running out of time. One of the lessons of real wealth and one of the things we do in financial planning is to start whatever you can as soon as you can.
Someone who's 25 years old may only be able to put away $20 a month in the bank.
That may not seem like a lot of money, but you take 20 bucks a month times 12, that's $240 a year, times 40 years and apply a rate of return to that at 65, that's a lot of money. So we coach people to do what you can, when you can, whether it's for your retirement or whatever you might end up using that money for.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Most people have questions about the beginning of time. Is the Earth really billions of years old? Did we come from a monkey? These are timeless questions that we all ask ourselves. Victory Church will be hosting a creation seminar March the 3rd through the 6th, discussing many of these questions. Creation science evangelist Steve Grohman will speak on the subject of creation versus evolution. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your foes. For more details, contact Victory Church at 774-9690 or online at victoryupc.com. Victory Church, 13107 State Highway 30 in College Station.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The lights are out at the intersection of Holloman and Welburn. Police ask you to avoid the area until about noon, at which time it should be fixed. An accident there last night knocked out the traffic lights. Again, that's at Holloman and Welburn. Brazos County District Court has two murder trials in different stages. Jury selection was completed yesterday in the trial of the second of three Bryan men accused in a shooting death over a dispute about selling marijuana. This week's trial involves 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez, while the third defendant, 20-year-old Travis Carroll, is scheduled to go on trial in July. 23-year-old Clayton Thompson, who fired the gun through an apartment door that killed Billy Menard Jr. in October of 2011, is serving a 45-year prison term following a plea agreement last November. And a capital murder trial is now in its third week of the punishment phase and fourth week overall. The jury that convicted Stanley Robertson in the kidnapping and stabbing of his ex-girlfriend's mother resumes deliberations this morning. Yesterday, Robertson's lawyers made their last pitch for life in prison without parole while prosecutors seek the death penalty. Attorneys argued for almost 3 hours about the validity of medical specialists and intelligence tests. Defense lawyers focused on the life experiences that seemed pitted against Robertson, saying that Robertson not only was mentally deficient, but that he did not need the death penalty because he would not be a threat to others in the future. They asked the jurors to vote the truth, vote your conscience, vote your view, vote your values. On the other hand, state lawyers gave a long list of Robertson's crimes that included arson, rape, and robbery. They focused on the cruelty and premeditation involved in the murder of Annie Tolliver, who was kidnapped from the Walmart parking lot and stabbed 38 times. Among other things, they showed a picture of him smiling from the store's surveillance camera recorded just before the murder. In response to arguments that Robertson would not be a future threat, the state reminded listeners that a man's character is determined by who he is when nobody's looking. The attorney said, go to the Walmart parking lot and ask who the defendant is when nobody's looking. For the first time, local fire departments are studying how to prepare for firefighting in green belts and other undeveloped areas. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says they're receiving assistance from the A&M Forest Service.
The more we try to be green conscious and we try to keep this park space and green space and keep our trees and so on, the more we have spaces that could be the ignition source and could be the pass-through source for a fire that goes from one place to another and could definitely, you know, move a fire from one area or one couple of structures on down the way a little bit to some other structures.
Bell says the Forest Service will develop suggestions for the fire department to share with the public about fire prevention and education, along with looking at fire training and mitigation strategies. The debate of protecting history versus property owner rights returns to the Bryan City Council today.
The proposed Westside Historical District covers 140 homes, most of them built between the 1890s and 1930s, and located in an area generally bordered by 30th, Reed, William Joe Bryan, and Parker. Supporters want to preserve the historical integrity of each property and the district as a whole. Opponents are against, among other things, being required to get prior approval from the Landmarks Commission to paint the exterior of their homes a different color, replace doors and windows with something different, or add fences, porches, or enclosures. Within 14 pages of petition signatures are enough property owners to require six council members or a supermajority to approve the district. While the council considers first-round approval Tuesday evening, there's a staff update during a workshop that begins at 4. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
State legislation that would cut school funding to districts that offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners is supported by Representative John Rainey O'Brien. That's a benefit in only one district, the Austin suburb of Pflugerville, whose representative is Mark Strama.
They're targeting a district that cares more about kids and student achievement across the socioeconomic spectrum, any district I've seen, and that is achieving for them.
The bill's author, Drew Springer of Munster, says he's disturbed that Pflugerville has sued the state for more money while at the same time bankrolling a lifestyle most Texans do not agree with. Rainey is among 25 co-authors of Springer's bill. The 45-cent increase in fuel prices over the last month is due to a number of reasons. Congressman Bill Flores, who's also an executive in the energy industry, starts with market and government forces.
Some of it's a result of accidents. We've got a refinery in California that's offline because of a fire. There are some refineries in the Northeast that are not fully back up following the Sandy storm. You've got some factories that are having to change from a winter blend to a summer blend, which whenever you go through that transition, you lose production out of these refineries. A lot of it could be fixed, though, if you get the EPA slow down on this continuing changing of the rules, if you will, from where they were a few years ago.
Flores thinks pump prices will peak at about $4 a gallon. And last year, WTAW sister station Candy 95 received the National Association of Broadcasters recognition for outstanding community service year-round. This year, Bryan Broadcasting's Claire Day says WTAW is again a finalist for the Crystal Award.
Throughout 2012, WTAW assisted in fundraising and support for more than 150 local charities and made financial donations for airtime for public service announcements about community organizations and events.
It's the fourth straight year WTAW is among the 50 finalists chosen by a panel of community service organizations, public relations firms, and broadcasters. The winners will be announced in early April. WTAW News Time, 6:36. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years carriers, OnStar and Sirius XM Radio. Just $1.99 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Pearl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.92 at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure heads our way, and that results in sunshine not only today but over the next several days. Large area of high pressure will build in and have tends to cool our weather off. We'll have sun for today. We're going to have highs of 65 degrees. Tonight we're clear 40, mostly sunny, and 60 to 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear lows 35 to 40. It'll be sunny on Thursday, and temperatures will be anywhere from 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Some of the scouts were shocked, and a lot of people hadn't really known about my speed, and I just kind of went in there, and you know, under the radar. And
that's Ryan Swope from the Combine, sharing about what he did with the scouts, and we'll get you caught up with Combine action and the Fight Texas Aggie football here in just a little bit. Also, the men's and women's basketball press conference yesterday. All that and more coming up with sports in 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's a fascinating story about Swope. I guess for those of us who've watched him for a while, we weren't surprised that he could run that fast because he can run that fast.
I think a big part of that, and we, you know, you and I kind of talked about it off the air, he surprised everybody we played. They look at him and they're like, yeah, you know, he's okay.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, his yards after catch are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, and he had a tougher time from a coverage standpoint this year than last year.
Oh, certainly.
You know, so. Yeah, good for him. Hope he does well.
And the 10 receptions in the Oklahoma game probably didn't hurt him either. Yeah,
that's,
either.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, sequester's coming. We're all going to die.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Just want to let you know. And as part of the scare tactics, of course, they had LaHood come out last Friday and name all the airports that, you know, they make you think they're going to put barricades on the runways and planes won't be able to land or take off, and that's not the case. But, you know, for people who kind of pay attention, has to do with the staffing in the towers, and, you know, they can figure out a way to do that. But then yesterday they decide, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll take every single state, and we'll tell them exactly how much money they're going to lose because of this budget battle that's going on. So Texas number is $334 million in cuts due to this budget battle going on in Washington, mostly cuts to public education programs, according to an analysis presented to lawmakers yesterday.
Analysis by whom?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Texas Education Agency would lose 167.7 million people. Excuse me, dollars. And, of course, people would then be on the streets. They would line them up, shackle them to the building, and not allow them to go look for a job anywhere. That's just how terrible it is out there. And Health and Human Services would be exactly the same. They'd lose 104 million. Texas, as we know it, would drop off the face of the earth because of this. I don't want you to be concerned, but Texas would drop off the face of the earth all because of that. It really. Here and
we need to play It's the End of the World as
well,
we know it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got O Fortuna there, but it's too much trouble to find. The deal is, I was talking to a guy last night, okay, what they're going to do is not increase their spending as much as they were going to. It's not like they're actually going to cut anything, okay? It's the rate of growth that's going down. And as a result, they have to panic right now. We're not even talking 2.4% off the current budget line. All the cuts are reductions off a 10-year projected increase in spending. Have you noticed that the far left in the Democrat Party has been very silent on this?
Yep.
Because if sequester kicks in, I mean, they get the big Pentagon cuts that they've always wanted. So, you know.
Well, that was, the guy that screamed, ran for president, can't think of his name.
Yeah, Dean.
But, yeah, he said it's a great idea.
Yeah.
He said if we're
going to
get cuts, this is the way we'll get them.
The sequester is $85 billion out of $3 trillion. Again, $85 billion out of $3 trillion, or 2.4%. And this is what everybody's just agitated about, and we're wringing our hands. You know what's interesting is one of the stories that came out yesterday And this is where Congress may act. If we are looking for something that will get Congress to act on this sequester deal, if the sequester kicks in this Friday, lawmakers may be forced to fly commercial.
Oh, I would love that.
Are you serious?
Now,
now
we're talking about hitting them where they live, okay? Lawmakers oft times fly in Air Force jets, especially on overseas trips. They love the miljet flights for the same reason anybody would. No security line, easy check-in, great service, and business-only class. None of that tourist for them. The head of the Air Force warned yesterday that if the government-wide cuts aren't avoided, the military has to pinch pennies and lawmakers may have to kiss those perks goodbye. That's right. You'd have to be going through TSA just like everybody else.
How many billions of dollars in debt does a private citizen have to be who's chronically unable to get out of debt before they go to jail?
Billions? Oh, I don't think we even have to get to billions. You know, if you owe the IRS $320, they'll come take your cat.
I'm just telling
you.
Yes, they will.
They will. They'll come get you. They'll hunt you down like a fugitive. So, I don't know, your point being what? Because we're regular people and they're members of Congress, we're going to be treating them differently? I can't imagine you'd think such a thing, Kat. But, yes, that's it. And there are other. We did happen to find a document this morning of some of the other things that would happen if sequester takes place. For instance, all state dinners will be held at IHOP. I don't know if you heard about that.
Are you serious?
No, he's not serious.
That would be fun if it was.
The witness protection program will be reduced to issuing informants with fake mustaches. That's all they're going to have money for.
Oh, man.
It costs $25 for each bag the president wants to check onto Air Force One. And John Boehner will end up getting paid only in tanning salon gift cards. So.
And beer.
That's right. But he'll cry over it.
Yeah. Things might get fixed faster if they go to Waffle House instead of IHOP.
Well, you know, that's a good point. That could well happen. Now, just for you people in Massachusetts and Oregon and Vermont, you got to love it because guns are flying off the shelf already in Texas and ammunition as well. A 30-year-old Republican state representative from Plano, his name is Jeff Leach, has filed a bill to make Texas Independence Day a tax-free holiday for guns and ammunition.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Call your friends in Massachusetts and say, how y'all doing there? Huh? Once again, reminds me of Ron White. They try to stop capital punishment in Texas. We got an express lane. Yeah, call a friend in Oregon today and say, hey, you know what we're talking about doing? We're talking about making it a tax-free holiday to buy guns and ammunition on March 2nd.
Hey, y'all, guess what?
See how that works out for you. Yeah. We're different in Texas, and by God, we're proud of it.
Thank heavens.
Yeah. So now let's see what else we got going on. Chris Christie apparently will not speak at this year's Conservative Action Political Conference. CPAC is what it's called. It's going on later this month, I think. The news immediately interpreted as a snub by the conservatives, but, you know, Christie may really be happy about that because he may want to kind of be the most centrist Republican in the group. As we've talked about before, the Republican Party is kind of twisting itself in knots because you've got your Republicans and then you've got your really far-right Republicans, and as a result, it may be hard to find a center ground for some people, and Christie is big enough that he can fill the center ground all himself. I didn't say that. and so maybe he's gonna walk in and sit down and try to do that. So we'll see how that works out for him. Expect him to get a lot of mileage out of the idea that he's not at CPAC and he's going to talk that up. And let's see.
Probably be at the White House having a beer with Obama.
Well, yeah. Oh, see, here's another deal. The White House is pushing back on accusations that the White House is selling access to the president.
Uh-huh.
The New York Times has reported over the weekend that donating $500,000 to the group Organizing for Action will get a donor meetings with the president. For $500,000, you can go meet him. Well, how do you like that?
Didn't Clinton have a rhubarb about selling the Lincoln bedroom same way?
Yeah, sure, exactly. And he did it for a heck of a lot less than $500,000. The Times reports giving or raising $500,000 or more puts donors on a national advisory board for Mr. Obama's group, this Organizing for Action, and the privilege of attending quarterly meetings with the president, along with other meetings, as they say, at the White House. Other meetings. Well, that sounds like access to me.
Yep.
For $500,000. So basically, that sounds like an accurate story.
Yep.
So now you know what it takes to be able to go over there and sit down with Barry, chit-chat a little bit, see how the kids are doing, wonder how the dog's doing. And see how Michelle likes her new bangs.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 2nd, learn all about pasture and range weed control. From identification to product selection, successful weed control depends on many factors, and we'll teach them to you this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I don't think I could ever be a politician. No mortal being, human, animal, or plant, it seems, is going to please everyone. And that would really cause me to agonize. Why did 10% of the people vote against me? What's wrong with them? That's what I'd think. I understand, but that's what I would think. We're going to talk about hero and horrific plants. Heroic plants that do well for us and horrific plants that cause us all kinds of heartburn. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. We're talking today about heroic plants, plants that are set up on pedestals with merit or not, and that seem to be targets of wide-ranging opinions. I'll strive to be objective in my own comments, but hey, I'm just a guy, and some of my personal opinions are going to creep in. Let's start with crepe myrtles. No woody plant that we grow gives any longer season of glorious bloom. Sizes and colors differ between varieties. There's truly a crepe myrtle for almost any possible need as long as you have full sun. But are they perfect plants? No, they're not. They have aphids, and there's new scale insect that's showing up on them, and those can cause a lot of honeydew drippage and then the black sooty mold that grows in it. But they are really great plants, and very few of our plants that we grow have no problems. And crepe myrtles are no exception. They're worth planting nonetheless. And along a similar line to crepe myrtles, many people have said of their roses. They're not blooming now. It's summertime, even though I bought the ones that are marked as Earthkind by Texas A&M. Of course, it's not summertime right now, but when you get into the summer and your roses fail to bloom well for you, that's normal for Texas. Don't hold them accountable for that one. They're going to bloom well in April and May and again in September, October. Many people choose native Texas plants as major parts of their landscapes. They say as they make their selections, if it can grow in Texas, I want it. But where in Texas? Are they native to the soils and the climate in your neighborhood, or are they native somewhere 400 miles away? Just because a plant will grow in El Paso doesn't mean it will do well in Beaumont and vice versa. You need to choose plants that are adapted. It's much more important that they'll grow for you than that they be native Texas plants. I hear a lot about miracle grasses. I see those Sunday supplement ads. We don't have a perfect turf grass. We have several that would score A minus and a couple of others that might not pass the first test. We do not have a summa cum laude option. St. Augustine and Common Bermuda are both very good, and a lot of progress is being made in the zoysias. But the big busts have been fescue and buffalo grass. They just haven't held up well in big parts of Texas. Oh, and my final comment is on ornamental grasses. Oh, I want to plant those because that way I can get away from planting so many shrubs, and they're drought tolerant. Well, I don't know that they are, and they're brown half of the year, for crying out loud. I think we are very much overdoing the ornamental grasses. I'm Neil Sperry. How landscapes evolve in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
February in Texas may be cold, may be warm, so Rattlers has some great specials regardless of the temperature. If you want to satisfy that sweet tooth, buy one regular-sized candy bar and get the second one for only a quarter. Want something hot and tasty? Then get a big serving of Rattlers fully loaded nachos for only 99 cents. Wash those tasty treats down with any 18-pack of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $14.99. February is the month for romance, so buy any two bottles of wine in the 750s or the 1.5-liter bottles and get 15% off. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:55. After an outstanding week that included two no-hitters, Texas A&M softball senior Mel Dumovich was named the SEC Player of the Week. Dumovich became the first A&M softball player to be honored by the Aggies' new conference as she led the squad to a program-best start of 17-0. The Indiana native was 4-0 on the mound last week with a 0.00 ERA and her second save of the season. Dumovich also allowed just one unearned run on eight hits and one walk over five appearances. It's no secret A&M basketball is struggling this year. At the press conference yesterday, I got a chance to ask Coach Kennedy if some of the problems have stemmed from youth or the lack of maturity from his players.
Maturity and recruiting. I really believe that we're doing some really good things and our guys are giving forth maximum effort in a lot of situations. You know, just sometimes we come up a little short. Depth in athleticism. Stokes made a big time block against Jared Johns. Those are winning and losing plays. On our defensive end, he had four blocks. I think we had very few blocks. We're last in the league in block shots. So, I mean, you know, talent level and will help with that in recruiting and athleticism.
The guys will take it on the road to play Ole Miss tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and all the action is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The ladies, on the other hand, are playing pretty well, but after a 10-point loss to Vandy, they fell to 13 in the AP Top 25. We didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Blair. He was attending the birth of grandbaby number three, so assistant Amy Wright had the honors.
We need to focus on Texas A&M. We need to get back to what Texas A&M does well defensively and offensively. I think in a lot of games you would see we only shot under 30% or as a team in three other games, and those were our first three games of the year. So as a team, we didn't shoot the ball well. You can find out from our post players that shot below 45%. The only other game was Connecticut. So our kids just had a rough first half. And I think if once they get back and get centered to what Texas A&M does well, finish in the paint, knock down mid-range shots, control tempo, we're going to be okay those last two games.
The ladies head to number 8, Tennessee for one of those last two games. The game's Thursday, 6 o'clock, and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The NFL Combine held a few surprises for NFL scouts. One was Aggie wideout Ryan Swope, who had a great 40-yard dash time at 4.34. One of the best of the combine, as a matter of fact. Here's Swope on the reaction from the scouts.
I think it's just one of those things, you know, some of the scouts were shocked, and a lot of people hadn't really known about my speed, and I just kind of went in there, and, you know, under the radar, and it was just a great opportunity to kind of showcase my speed, and it just really was a fun process.
Audio courtesy of Texags Radio. After dropping 2-3 game series against Pepperdine last week, the A&M baseball team fell from number 24 to number 30. The guys will try and get it squared away this evening as the Aggs host Northwestern State Demons in a two-game series at Olsen. The teams play at 6:35 today and 3:05 tomorrow. Corey Ray will toe the rubber for A&M. He comes in with a 1-0 record and a 5.40 ERA. And I'm going to wrap it up with this just because I thought it was funny. Alabama extended a handful of scholarship offers to recruits during Saturday's Junior Day. None of them more surprising than Dylan Moses, an eighth grader from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for the class of 2017. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping the folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Join Robin Hood as he hosts over 100 performances per day and 150 merchants at the Sherwood Forest Fair. Experience full contact jousting, falconry, swordplay, magic, music, juggling, and period craftsmanship. Sherwood Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 9th through March 31st, plus Friday, March 15th. Sherwood Forest Fair is located on Highway 290 and 21, only an hour from Bryan College Station. Visit them online at sherwoodforestfair.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at